Hello, I am Yogini Sunita, and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present times. So let's start. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Have you ever noticed that your stress has a strong connection to your immune system? Have you noticed that maybe when you are very stressed, you also feel very tired? Have you noticed that the season change also affect our immunity? And when we are stressed and season change happen, then we fall sick very quickly. See if you can notice these things, because our immunity and stress is very much connected. Our mind-body connection is literally the most important thing for our immunity. Now, we are very easily succumb to the season changes sometimes, and that's because sometimes the season changes is very strong. And you will see that the flus, the coughs, the colds, and seasonal things will flare up during the season change. And Ayurveda, the healing science of India, calls these vata or air and space-related diseases. If you don't know what is Ayurveda, Ayurveda is a healing science of India. And this healing science is basically all about mind-body and universe connection. It's really beautiful science. And in Ayurveda, it is very important to live with the union with the our surrounding. It's all about relationship. Ayurveda is all about relationship. So our relationship with ourself, our relationship with our well-being, our relationship with our surroundings, our relationship with our Mother Earth, where our food comes from, our relationship with our food, all this is really consciously tuning into that and having daily routines to make sure that we have a stronger immunity. So in Ayurveda and wisdom of yoga, prevention is the key. So how do we prevent ourselves are falling sick from these stress-related issues or from the season changes? It's very important to understand that Ayurveda is heavy on a daily routine. It encourages us to do the daily routines regularly. And the reason for that is that we need some regularity in our life and some irregularity. Human mind is amazing. Because part of our brain, which is the fight-flight, has flight-fight response, which is our, we can say, our reptilian brain, it can be called. This brain needs that routine, it needs that regularity. And our frontal brain, is which makes us human, needs that irregularity in a sense like spontaneous response. So having balance of that is very important. So what are the daily routines Ayurveda talks about is, you know, waking up early, meditation, yoga, breathing practices, things like that, and also sleeping on time, eating food on regular time. These things are doable and easily we can adapt it into our modern life. There are many, many routines we can include, but I suggest that, you know, slow and steady, if you start including these routines, the positive routines in your life, it becomes very fascinating how this impact of these routines on our immune system improves. So I'm going to talk a little bit about stress and our response of our system. So what happens that when in animal world, if animal is stressed, it also learns to shake it off after the stressful event is over. But we as a human being, we carry that stress in our system. We don't know how to let it go. And so the stressful response is then stays in our system. We know that our human being, our system is very chemical system in a sense. It secretes, you know, certain hormones when we are stressed. And then these hormones are still floating in our system after response to that stress is gone. And over the period of time, it almost becomes habit. And then our response to this stress is like this. We're constantly storing in our body. According to wisdom of yoga, our body is slow mind. So whatever happening in the mind is going to impact our body eventually. So if there is stressful situation in the mind, it is going to impact the body. Now, we understand all this. We understand the stress. We understand the season change that impact our immunity. What can we do to reduce these impact of stressful situations? Or also, how can we find ourselves right thing to do for our system to stay healthy? So in wisdom of yoga and Ayurveda, prevention is the key. And that's why these are some things which will help you to reduce your stress responses. That is gentle yoga practice, a yoga practice where it is balanced, where the breathing practices are included in it, where there are physical practices also included, but also making sure that these physical practices are not creating the stress response. The practices needs to be gentle yet keep the body active and strong. And then also your relaxation techniques need to be added in your yoga practice. It is very important to have these practices like that, because in the modern classes, yoga classes, usually it's all about the body. We look at yoga class as an exercise class, but yoga is more than that. Yoga is way more than that. Wisdom of yoga is designed to move ourselves towards the enlightenment. Even though that may not be your goal, it will still, the side effect of yoga, which is very beautiful, which is stress reduction. So making sure that your asana practice or your yoga practice has element of stillness in it, that will help you to reduce the stress response. And what it does, it what we do on a mat will bring it into our life, right? If our practice is we are pushing through our practice, then in asana practice, if we are pushing and we are trying to achieve something and we are pushing ourselves, we're trying to do that out, you know, in our life as well. And if we are looking at the asana practice or yoga practice as our relaxation practice, and if we are really becoming aware that what body part we are using, what's happening, what is the response of the muscles, how is my breath? Breath is the key, you know, in wisdom of yoga. When we become really aware, we'll get all the benefits of the wisdom of yoga. And on top of that, also stress reduction, which will strengthen our immune system. So this kind of yoga practice is important. For me, meditation and yoga, we cannot separate. It is part of yoga. But in modern world, we look around and we are separating these two things, you know. Asana is literally a very small tip of yoga practice. The whole Himalaya under it, the whole mountain under it is all meditation practice. Now, meditation practice comes from, again, moving towards enlightenment. Now, if that may not be your goal, but just few moments of stillness daily is going to be very beneficial to reduce stress. Also, it will help you to calm the mind down. You will realize what are your priorities in life. The chaos of the mind is reduced because of meditation. You can do guided meditations. There are amazing tools available nowadays, you know, beautiful apps if you want to do that. You can do without guided meditation, going to a class, having a teacher. Also, just be mindful that, you know, if we set to such a big goal for meditation, like I'll do 1 hour meditation, that is sometimes too much for our system. So I suggest if you're starting just now, set a small goal, like 5 minutes meditation daily for 21 days, then increase 10 minutes meditation for 21 days, and so on. And you will get more benefit this way than doing a binge meditation, like, you know, hour of meditation one day and nothing the other day. So regularity is very important. And if you can go to my other podcast episodes, I have talked about meditation and mind and chaos, and I explained it in detail, like why we need regular practice. The daily routine, autoimmune response or immune response, meditation will really help. Now, my personal experience is when I'm in extreme pain, when I was going through something, it feels almost impossible to meditate. And I understand that. On those days, I suggest doing, maybe if you need rest, just rest. Do anything that will help you to relax. Find a way to relax. I totally understand sometimes in excruciating pain situation, it is not possible to do any of these practices, and that's okay. Give yourself permission to do that as well. Please do not push through anything. And when you feel all right, when you feel okay, when that situation has passed of the extreme pain, then you can continue coming back to your routine, and you will find that coming back to routine again and again, slowly, that becomes such a part of your life that you look back and you can't imagine living without it. And I started my meditation this way. Now I look back and I can't imagine my life without meditation and yoga practices. Breathing practices are also very important. In Wisdom of Yoga, breathing through nostrils is very important. So unless you have broken septum or any physical reason that you cannot breathe through your nose, then I suggest, you know, it's okay to breathe through mouth. But if you can, if there is no physical reason that you need to breathe through your mouth, then please change that habit to breathe through nostril. That will also reduce your stress response, your immune response, because the filtered air goes through our nostrils. Our nose is built for breathing, and the hair in the nose, even though it sounds gross, hair in the nose is designed in such a way that the filtered air goes in our system. So it's very important to breathe through nostrils. So if you have a habit of breathing through mouth, I suggest lightly close your mouth. Whenever you remember, slowly move towards the breathing through nose practice. It's very important to breathe through nose. Even that will, you are winning your battle there with the diseases happening around you. Because if you're breathing through your mouth, your stress response will be agitated. You are inhaling a lot of airborne things, and that also takes us towards more regular, you know, illnesses. So I suggest breathing through nose whenever possible. You remember that and continue breathing through nose. Make that as your habit. Another suggestion I have is sleep patterns. You know your body the best. So at night, start winding down. In the evening, have your ritual so that you will start winding down so that you can go to the bed around 10:30 time and wake up in the morning. Have your regular sleep as much as possible, those regular hours. And you will notice that the sleep is very important. Regular, peaceful sleep is very important for our immune health. Sleep is very important in general for our whole health. So having this natural sleep is very important. So finding a way to bring this sleep into our daily life, regular calming sleep. You can do maybe calming ritual at night, listen to a relaxation, practice yoga nidra, things like that. That will help you to fall asleep. There are so many things. People say that it is a placebo. It may work, it may not work. But things like lavender oil, you know, you can have that spray on your pillow and things like that, whichever works for you really. Find out what is going to help you to take towards a better natural way of sleeping for at least 6 hours, 6 to 8 hours, depending on your constitution. And the sleep should be without disturbance, calm, relaxed sleep, so that you wake up with energy. And so that kind of sleep is important. One more tip is time in nature. It's very important to spend some time with the nature. And what it does, it really grounds us. We are human beings. We almost moved away from nature. We live in a house where the floor is made out of cement. We look out of the window, there are buildings around, sometimes in offices where there are no buildings, no windows and things like that. And so we kind of like created these boxes around us. And we need to understand that we are created by this nature to enjoy the nature, to be one with the nature. So at least once a day, maybe go for the walk or run or jog. Anything that will work for you, bike, swim in the ocean. So connect with the nature. If that is really impossible, then maybe have plants around you, you know, in your unit or something like that. Find a way to connect with the nature, connect with the divine in this nature. Ayurveda's another routine is maybe you don't have to do this daily, but weekly. Oil massage. Ayurveda is heavy on using the oils for the massage. And you can go out and do that in Ayurveda massage centers, or you can do it yourself. But oil massages really helps us to balance our imbalances, you know, and especially the season change where we increase the use of oils in our life, oil massages. We also intake the raw oil on, say, a teaspoon of oil on soup or ghee, if that is for you, or any good raw oil will work. You can intake that. You can also do the right massages for your system. So when you do the Ayurvedic massages, you can actually buy Ayurvedic oils, you know, Ayurvedic Vata, Pitta, Kapha oils. For season change, Vata oil, quite nice, quite calming. But again, it depends on your constitution. So find out what is your constitution. I do mentoring sessions and I also help people to find out what is their dosha and give them practices. So feel free to connect me through my website. But if not, then feel free to find an Ayurvedic practitioner, find out your dosha. Once you find out what is your constitution, you can use oil to balance that constitution. And when we do that, we basically gently massage the whole body in circular motion. And it's really a beautiful way to reconnect with our own being. If you don't have time for this once a week, maybe once a month, but this is really beautiful, something which you can allow your system to relax and let go. This is really beautiful practice. The massages are amazing. So include that into your life. Then herbs. Ayurveda also talks about herbs. I'm going to just give a few general herbs information, like holy basil or tulsi is amazing. Tulsi is considered a gift from Lord Krishna, and it is especially the dark tulsi, the black one. And it is very, very medicinal. So much so that every house in India used to have it in their front door. And a daily ritual was to water it and pray this particular plant. It is very beautiful. It's very, very healthy to have this in front of your house. It's, you know, it is very healing herb. So it will help your immunity. Another really good one is turmeric. Turmeric is also really amazing. Turmeric milk, sometimes called golden milk, and things like that are really any way, any form, bring turmeric into your life. You don't need much, you know, but regularity is important, and that will so many benefits. I mean, reduce inflammation. It helps us to strengthen our immunity. It's really, really beautiful, beautiful herb. There are many herbs in Ayurveda which we can look into depending on person's, what do we call it, dosha. So you can choose what is right according to the dosha. Then next is a food. So our food and our relationship with food matters. So if we are really taking very balanced, calorie balanced food, but there is no joy of eating that food, then it won't be beneficial for us. So making sure that you are enjoying the food you're eating, eating food which is really nourishing, which is really helping you to feel happy after you eat. It should really help you to really feel calm and really fulfilling after eating food. That is very important. There are so many ways we can increase the quality of our food, like having regular ginger in your food and having, you know, greens and cooked food in Ayurveda is important, warm cooked food. Looking at the food also, fruits, juicy fruits. And also notice that Ayurveda talks about a lot about where the food comes from, its connection to the, our connection to the food. So for example, if you're buying from supermarket, and if it is literally ripping the, you know, the farmers or things like that, it will affect the quality of the food. So just be mindful that where the food is coming from. If you can buy it from the local producer who is, you know, really tilling the land and his connection is, his or her connection with the land is very deep, then that fruit will taste different than the supermarket. But having said that, we do all may don't not have that luxury of, you know, going to a supermarket and going to the farmer's market and buying it. Then what? So in that situation, if you're buying from supermarket, again, be mindful that, you know, what are you eating? Look at the food. How many hours or months was it in freezer? Really become aware of all these things and eating as healthy as possible. Then also, sometimes we need to increase the quantity of our intake during the season change. For example, during the season change, I will have ginger tea with some masala in it. And so black tea with ginger and masala, that masala chai will help to soothe the throat during the season change. So if the season is moving towards colder season, then I will add masala tea in my morning routine, and that will help to reduce any cough in the system. So adding and reducing, depending on what season you are meeting with, that changing the diet according to that need. So basically connecting with the season and noticing what's happening in the season and adjusting your food intake, adjusting your diet according to that will really help to keep building our immunity. Also, you know, clothes changing depending on the season or what's happening, really acknowledging that the season is changing and adapting to that. The season changes is very important to help our, strengthen our immunity. I hope that this podcast episode give you some tips about the immunity, how to strengthen the immunity. If you have more questions or if you want to know more, please listen to more episodes. And thank you for being here. I really appreciate of your time. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care. Bye for now.